Hi, everybody. This is Sharon Rhodes of Time for You. And I'm back again today. Thank you so much for joining me on these podcasts. Today, we're going to talk about communication. And have you ever decided or have you ever noticed how sometimes you can communicate just eyeball to eyeball with somebody, and then with other people, you feel like you're totally missing the mark? Have you ever thought that you understand some people and other people, you don't have a clue why they do and say the things they do? So in a nutshell, communication sometimes with some people is easier than it is with other people. Why is that? We are each unique individuals, perfectly created. However, we also have our own specific characteristics or personalities, if you will. And there was a gentleman, there's several people have done research and written books about this, but a specific gentleman that comes to mind is a man named Jacob Adamo. Jacob, unfortunately, passed away about 6 months ago. But Jacob wrote a book called Full Spectrum Success: Living and Leading in True Color. It's a great little book because it helps us understand that while we have a lot of similarities, we also have differences, and those differences can affect the way we communicate. And when we understand how to communicate, we can minimize those differences and maximize our communication effectiveness. So today I'm just going to give you a real brief synopsis of the different color personality profiles that I took from Jacob's book. I'm going to read you, let me start out by saying, according to Jacob, he groups everyone into 4 basic colors: yellow, green, blue, and red. And so each color personality has certain specific characteristics that are they're most comfortable with. So let me read to you some of the different characteristics. And as I do that, think about which one sounds most like you. Maybe which one sounds most like someone you live with or work with. And if you're different colors, this is how we can learn how to better communicate when someone is of a different color personality than we are. Now, we never want to stereotype for any reason. So we want to avoid saying, oh, you're a yellow and all yellows are yada, 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 because that's not true. Yellows have certain tendencies. And so you will, when you understand the colors of personality and you read the book and you practice applying it, you learn to communicate more effectively with most yellows. But that doesn't mean that every single yellow will only receive your communication in a certain way. So we always avoid stereotyping. But this gives us so much insight into how different ones of us see the world, how we relate to things in our world, how we process information, how we like to receive communication. So let's just look at the 4 colors. I'm going to read some characteristics, and then I'll tell you what color it is. This group of people tend to love helping other people. They tend to put their needs last. They tend to enjoy encouraging other people, and they're usually more comfortable behind the scenes rather than in the limelight. Does that sound like anybody you know? Or maybe somebody's whose teeth you brush in the morning? Those characteristics generally apply to people that have the personality profile of yellow. So yellows love to help other people, put everybody else first, ahead of their needs, and they're generally more comfortable staying behind the scenes rather than being in the limelight. Okay, let's do another one. Who likes to research? Who is very, very methodical? Who tends to make decisions slowly because they need to make sure they have all the details? Who generally is less comfortable in new situations? And who likes to always have specific facts and dates at their disposal? Do any of those characteristics sound familiar to you? If they do, that personality profile tends to be green. So think of the researchers, the analysts, the people who are very methodical. They need a whole lot of data before they can make a decision, and they want all the facts and the figures. They're your green types. Now, another one. Do you know anybody who loves to have fun? Who's just the life of the party, always loves to meet new people, wants to always be around people, loves to travel and go and do with lots of people. Those people, we say, have a blue personality type. Their personality profile is very blue. They like to have fun. They're usually the life of the party. They love to meet new people. And they love to travel and do new things. Now, how about those who are very self-motivated, driven to succeed, tend to be leaders and planners, people that are very well organized, and people that are comfortable taking charge? Those personality types are what we call red profiles. They are leaders. Now, it's not to say that a blue can't be an excellent leader, a yellow can be an excellent leader, a green can be an excellent leader, and a red can be a not so good leader. Because we all know that leadership is more than what is our personality. However, when we're communicating with people that are of a different personality profile than ours, it's always helpful to know, first of all, what is ours? If I'm a yellow, I like to help people, and I'm going to put the other person first, and I don't want to be in the limelight. If I'm communicating with a red, and I assume that that red always likes to help other people, also likes to help other people, and also likes to put everybody else first, and also likes to stay behind the scenes, that's the exact opposite of what that red is most comfortable with. That red is a self-motivator. They're driven to success. They like competition. They're well-organized and they like to take charge. So can you see how understanding these factors, you can take a yellow and a red and bring out the best of both and minimize the things that would hold them back. For example, a yellow is more comfortable behind the scenes. But if a yellow is a leader, or a star at their endeavor, then they're going to have to be out in the limelight. So a yellow can learn from a red how to be more comfortable being out in the front of the line. And likewise, a red can learn from a yellow how to consider other people first, because a red is so focused on getting ahead and succeeding and leading that sometimes they appear not to put the needs of other people first. And that's not the case. It's just how they see the world and what they think of first and where they're most comfortable operating. I hope this has been helpful, because the intent here is to help us all understand ourselves better, first of all, and then learn how to communicate more effectively and have a better, richer understanding of other people and what makes them tick. That's all I have for today. This is Sharon Rhodes of Time for You. I'm going to sign out for now, but I'll be back. And thank you for following me. Listen. And if you like these little podcasts, please share them with your friends. Till next time, look up Jacob Adamo. Look up his full spectrum success. Google that and learn to live and lead in true color. It's a fascinating topic. Always remember to take time for you because you are worth it. Have a great day, everybody.